that in the classroom, I had a lot more solutions to the problems of the world than I have in the Senate. And I think that really hits the guts of it. The pressure of the responsibility for doing something about it causes you to take a second look at a lot of your crackpot ideas that you were peddling with such faith and dedication for so long. If you really could impose that idea, would you still believe in it? And that's something that gives pause to a great many of us from time to time, although I still enjoy a great deal of luxury on that score, being low down as I've always been. Nothing that I've ever said has rocked the ship of state. My great pearls of wisdom do not ruffle the waters of international diplomacy. Nobody's going to hold their breath to wait to see what McGee thinks about her before they act. The consequence is that I'm still a free man. I can say what I please, and it isn't going to make very much difference to anybody. And believe me, that's a kind of freedom and luxury that is fast disappearing, because the inhibitions of real responsibility, of the consequences of your taking some action, is a very sobering one indeed. And I sometimes feel that in many cases, the men at the top often get too inhibited. They become fearful of trying a new idea, of exploring a new road. And as a consequence, we stay longer than we should in old ruts. At a time when the world is changing so fast that we need entirely new roads. I'm not sure what the solution to that dilemma condition really is, except in the backbones and the heads of men who have to be willing to take a chance, who have to be willing to be wrong. It's no crime in a free society to make a mistake. It's a crime to make the same mistake over again and again. But making a mistake is a part of the process that we should expect to go through in arriving at some higher ground, at firming up a new approach, at establishing an entirely new concept.